black.
Okay, okay.
Coffee was black.
Yeah.
Black coffee.
Okay, okay. Have you ever heard it called barefooted coffee?
No, I've never heard of it.
Okay, I hadn't either told me this. If someone's not going away from me, you'd say he's coming?
Towards you.
Okay. And say that you saw somebody this morning that you hadn't seen for quite a while, and later on, you know, you're telling somebody about it, and you say, well, I wasn't really looking for him, I just sort of ran
into him.
Okay. And if a child is given the same name that her mother has, you'd say that they named the child what?
After.
Uh-huh.
After.
Okay. What do you call the kind of dog, the kind of animal that barks?
Dog.
If you wanted your dog to attack another dog or attack a person, what would you say to it?
Sick 'em.
Okay. If the dog is like a mixed breed, like you really didn't know if he's a poodle or a cocker or what, you'd call him what?
Just an old hound dog.
Okay. And what if it's an old, worthless, good-for-nothing kind of dog? What would you call it?
It ain't worth a darn.
Okay. What if it's this little bitty, noisy, yapping kind of dog? What would you call it?
A brat.
Okay. Okay. You might say, yesterday that dog, what, the postman?
Bit the postman.
Okay. You might say, that dog will, what, anybody?
He'll bite anybody that comes in.
Okay. And the mailman had to go to the doctor after he had been...
bitten by the dog.
Okay. Okay. And, let's see, if you wanted to have a cow, say you had a milk cow, you wanted to have a cow bred, you'd take her to somebody who owns a...
bull.
Okay. Would you ever call anything
else? Or stud.
Okay. Okay. Is stud a more polite word or less polite?
It's polite.
Okay.
We say a stud.
Okay. Okay. Used to be there were two kinds of work animals, you know, pulled heavy loads and stuff.
Horses, mules.
Okay. Okay. Talking about the mules, if you had two of them hitched together, you'd say you have a what, a mule?
A pair of mules.
Okay, and if you had four of them hitched together, what would you call that?
Triple mules.
Okay, and then there's another kind of work animal that looks more like a bull or something, or a cow.
Longhorn.
Okay, okay. Well, is a longhorn a work animal?
Yes, you can use them for work horses.
Okay, okay. There's another thing that well, sometimes they have horns and sometimes they don't, that you can hook up to a plow or something.
Well, that's the only one I know that is a longhorn.
Okay, okay. What does a longhorn look like?
It's looks like a cow, but it's got large horns on it.
Yeah? How long are they usually?
I don't quite know, but my son had a friend that lived out in the country, and they butchered these bulls, you know.
Yeah.
And his father gave him the horns, and he made me the most beautiful set of horns.
Oh, nice.
And he made quite a few of them at school. When he was going to school, high school, he made them. And I never did put mine up.
Huh.
And, but I know he made one that was about 40 inches long.
That's a good size horn. That is one good sized horn.
And I believe he's got some in the trunk out there.
Yeah.
That I have never put up.
I'd hate to get in Lum's way.
Oh.
What do you call a little cow when it's first born?
Calf.
Okay. And do you have a special name for a female calf?
A heifer.
Okay. And what about a male calf?
A bull or, you know.
Okay. If you had a cow by the name of Daisy who was expecting a calf, you'd say, Daisy is going to